far.
Yeah, that's what we got on the wire. 8 and, let's see. How about the kid on the swather?
He was
against the Dixie defense. The Rebels have been out on that field a long time. Utah's been bouncing off some tackles. Dixie not been following through on tackles. Quarterback Ricky Harrison on fourth down, a goal to go from the 7-yard line. Will he be going for it or for the field goal? And the tee is out there, Harrison, to be going for the field goal. To do the holding, number 44, Desmond Johnson, a defensive back out of Culver City, California. Harrison to do the kicking. Long count, the snap. The snap is good, the kick looks good. It is. With 53 seconds left in this first half, Utah scores again. Now 24-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Go.
Final 53 seconds of this first half. Dixie would like to get something going, anything going, anything at all. 24 points scored against the Rebels here in the first half. That means Dixie's going to have to really come back. And once again, we mentioned this University of Utah JV team, not a typical JV team. Some of the varsity ball players have been dropped back. Some second string varsity ball players have been dropped back to play in this game. To do the kicking, Ricky Harrison spends a lot of time out on that field. A long end-over-end kick. Drives Alphonso Davis back to his 4-yard line. He picks it up across the 10, at the 15, at the 20. Breaks through at the 25, brought down at the 27. Looked like he was going to have some running room right up the middle. On the tackle, number 84, Corey Jensen on the tackle. Also number 45 on the tackle, Lem Naliaui. Naliaui and Jensen. In the middle of a lot of things tonight. 43 seconds left in the first half. 24-0. Rick Adams, the quarterback for the Rebels. Ben Bubach was able to move the Rebels a little bit. Rick Adams able to move the Rebels a little bit. But neither quarterback having a whole lot of time to throw. Receivers both wide to the right. Adams back to pass. Draw play goes to Rob Ward. Ward across the 30, trying to cut to the outside. Gets to the 35. Fumble on the play after the whistle. Utah's going to complain about that, and I really don't blame them too much because the football was out spinning by the time the whistle went, but the official ruled that Ward was definitely down. First down, or close to a first down, I should say, just about a yard and a half short of a first down at the 35-yard line, almost to the 36 for Dixie. 16 seconds left and the clock running. Rick Adams back to pass, looking deep. Getting under pressure, rolling to the right, turning upfield, trying to keep the football, is going to get around one man. No, he won't. Tackled on the play by number 33 out there. McCloyne, timeout. Maybe called by Dixie. Timeout called with 3 seconds left. Dixie wants a timeout. And we'll take a quick 30-second break. The score, Utah 24, Dixie nothing.
We're happy to welcome you to the Big Ten College Sports Program by sponsoring this college sports broadcast, St. George Steel, a complete steel fabrication facility. We're able to meet and fill all of your steel fabrication requirements. When you think of the Dixie College Rebels, remember St. George Steel, a Rebel supporter and a great asset to our community. We sell nationwide.
Okay, go.
The final three seconds of this first half about to be played. And the Rebels will be glad to go to the locker room because they've been beaten, bruised, and battered here in the first half by Utah so far. 24-0. Utah out in front of Dixie. The Rebels trying to get something going with 3 seconds left. Utah dropping their defensive backs way back. Eye formation once again. Both receivers very wide to the left. Rick Adams trying to get some protection. Adams under pressure. The clock will run out. Now Dixie trying to still get that playoff. Adams throwing deep down the sideline. Short, intended for Eric Ingersoll. Covered out there a number 42, Morris Cole. The buzzer sounded to end the first half of the play. The first half doesn't end until the play is ended. And Adams had a lot of time that time to scramble, but couldn't connect with Ingersoll. At the end of the first half, Utah 24, Dixie nothing. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Ken, can you do me a favor? Ken?
Could I get you to go down and make sure that door is open for my half-time guest down below? I appreciate that.
You are at the halftime, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
You're going for a 90-second break?
Yeah. Okay, third spot.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Back at Rice Stadium on the University of Utah campus, where Utah leads, the Utah JV leads Dixie 24 to nothing at the half. Let's review the scoring quickly before we get to our halftime guest. Things started off, needless to say, poorly when on the opening kickoff, Rick Warburton fumbled the football and Utah recovered, and a few plays later, within 35 seconds. In fact, with 14:27 left on the clock in the first quarter, Ricky Harrison drilled a pass to Tony Graham in the end zone for the first touchdown of the ball game, and then Harrison capped the scoring with the point after to make it 7-0. But that wasn't the end of the first quarter, as Lewis Walker ran in from 11 yards out to make it 13-0. That's with 6:43 left in the first quarter. Make it 14-0 after Harrison added the point after. That's the way the first quarter ended. Utah 14, Dixie nothing. Then, in the second quarter, Dixie able to get some offense going, but it did not last. The Utah defense, which was being advertised as much tougher than most junior varsity defenses and much ahead of the offense, kind of tough to believe that, but the defense was tough against the Dixie Rebels. In fact, super tough. Nothing was able to get going. A little movement up and down the field, but nothing in the way of a score. The closest thing, a missed field goal by Nathan Reed in that second quarter. With 2:30 left in the first half, Ricky Harrison hit Tony Graham with a 16-yard pass. Graham, a short pass to Graham, and Graham just made his way into the end zone to make it 20-0. Harrison with a point after again to make it 21-0. And then with 53 seconds left in this first half, Rick Harrison coming up with a field goal to make it 24-0. And that's the way our score is. 24 for the University of Utah JV, nothing for Dixie. An inauspicious, to understate the situation, inauspicious debut in the first half for the Dixie Rebels. We'll be back and talk with some of the parents, a little sadder than I expected to see them here at half, but we have some parents of football players coming up here to talk to us at halftime, and we'll be back after this 90-second break.
Long-distance phone call. It'll cost us about $60-$70. Not too bad. This late in the day, you got that 35% off, so makes it a little better. He's one of the few men to ever have his jersey retired here at the University of Utah. Arnie Farron, the athletic director. Boy, you you look as sad as everybody else does. Come on in, Vicky.
Third spot.
Okay.
I didn't get good. Dan, Hammer? You gotta be
Let me know.
Okay.
I think so. Maybe down
at the other end. Okay, go.
Back at Rice Stadium at the University of Utah campus, where at halftime it's 24-0, Utah JV over Dixie College. And while your husband's away, Mrs. Shale, I'll sneak over here next to you, and we'll talk about your son, Dan. Aretha Shale is with us. Aretha, first of all, for people who may not know much about Dan, whereabouts is he from?
Well, we live in Granite, Utah, which is just a little community southeast of Salt Lake, up by the ski resort, Alpha Ski Resort. And he graduated from Jordan High School.
Now, with a name like Granite, Utah, that must be some place where they got the granite for the temple, right?
Yes, exactly. Little Cottonwood Canyon.
It's a beautiful area. I'm from Salt Lake, and I know where it is.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Now, a lot of people will wonder, how did Dan get to be so strong, lifting granite?
Yes. He put up several granite walls for us as he's growing up, and fence posts. He always said that that's how he got his muscles, was hauling granite. And I think it's true.
I thought I was joking. Wow. What about Dan's interest in football? When did he start to get interested?
Little League. When he was about 8 years old, he started in Little League and followed right through. Junior high school.
Any indication that he was going to play junior college ball at that age? Did you think he had the potential?
Oh, yes. We really did. As a matter of fact, almost every coach in Little League, or even the high school coaches who had watched the Little League games, would say that he was one of the most coachable players that they had ever coached.
Well, it must have been exciting for you to see him get those honors last year as a freshman.
Oh, yes. All-American as a freshman. Boy, his dad almost flew.
Did Granite, Utah have a celebration for it?
Oh, I'll say signs and everything else.
What would Dan like to do after he gets out of Dixie College?
Well, he would like to continue on in college at one of the four-year schools. He hasn't really made up his mind yet, and of course he will have to do that soon, of course. But he wants to continue and graduate from school and continue to play football.
What would Mama like to see him do?
Just about that. I'd like him to do that, too.
I'm curious. Now, parents become interested in football if their son's interested in football, especially mothers do that. Were you interested in football before Dan became interested?
Oh, yes. His dad was a college football player at Rick's. So when we go up to the Rick's homecoming, when Dixie played last year, we really had mixed feelings. But, no, we've always been a football family, an athletic family.
And so it was just natural?
Yes, just natural. Our daughter is a very good athlete also.
Any other good athletes besides your daughter headed up?
No, just two. Dan and
sister. Can we get her a Dixie?
She is going to Dixie.
Bless her heart. Aretha Shale, thank you for being with us. Let's get your husband now. Rick's College, Roy Shale, Rick's College. Come on in, Roy. Sit down. That must be kind of a tough thing to watch Dixie play Rick's now.
Oh, I was yelling for Dixie all the way. Dan out there.
Have you told the Rick's Alumni Association that?
They kind of wish they got him up there.
Did they go after him?
Yes, they did. Wrestling and football.
I'm curious, what got Dan to go away from his father's alma mater?
He took a trip down to St. George, and the people treated him so nice, that's where he decided to go.
It isn't that he had to wade through the snow at Rexburg, is it?
No, it's just the people treated him real nice the day he went down there on campus.
Now, let's find out a little about you. What did you play in college?
I played the center and linebacker.
So Dan comes by it naturally, then?
I don't know. He's worked pretty hard.
Did you help him when he was younger, coach him early in his life?
Some of the bad habits, I kind of helped him to straighten them out.
Did you ever coach him in Little League football?
No, I don't believe in a father-son relationship of coaching Little League football.
Now, I'm curious, why? Now, a lot of people do and some don't. I'm curious why.
I've seen fathers push their sons too hard in Little League football, and in the future, they've gone on to college and they've never made it because it's, their fathers kept them in that game all the time.
Well, apparently, it's helped Dan. It hasn't hurt him at all to play Little League.
Oh, no. Little League football is real good for Danny.
Roy, let's find out a little about you. You went to Riggs College. What do you do for a living?
Air traffic controller at the Salt Lake Railroad Traffic Control Center.
You have the ulcers to show it?
Yeah, I got a little more than that, yes.
You don't have gray hair. I thought
no.
You would.
I'm retired now, though.
Well, I don't blame you. That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty tough job.
Roy Shale, thank you for being with us. Now, let's get to some more parents here. Come on in. There we go. Well, we have a whole bunch of them. This is unique for me to run into so many parents of the football players here at Dixie College. Lois Rudd, whose son happens to be a center on this football team. Lois, do you ever worry when your son is in there blocking and running against those big defensive linemen?
Yes, I always have a knot in my stomach.
Do you ever wake up screaming in the middle of the night saying, Steve has been injured?
No, not yet. Not yet.
I understand you're quite a fan.
Yes.
How did you know? Well, I kind of got the hint that you followed him around a little.
Yes, I do. I try to get to all the games.
Did you have an interest in football before Steve started?
Yes, I've always enjoyed football.
What about Steve? Do you like him at center?
Yes. He's played different positions, but center is his position, and I think he does that very well.
Only a mother would do this. What is the best character trait of Steve Rudd?
His tenacity, his drive to be a good football player.
Hard worker.
Hard worker, very hard when it comes to football.
What would you like to see Steve do after he leaves Dixie?
I'd like to have him do what he wants to do, which is coach football.
Ah, looking to work for another coach, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, from the sidelines, do you ever get so involved in the game that you like to jump up and down and rant and rave?
I do. I do.
Constantly?
Constantly. I have to watch myself all the time. I get carried away.
And I understand you make the trip to St. George quite a bit.
All of them, yes.
See all the games?
Mm-hmm.
So how can they recognize you? Let's give a description so people can come up and say, hey, Mrs. Rudd, I heard you on the radio.
Well, short hair, a little bit red, glasses.
And you go crazy during football games.
I go crazy. I make more noise than anyone else.
Well, Mrs. Rudd, thank you for being with us. We'll let you go, and we'll get Vonda Hammer, who had Ron Hammer in tow all these many years until finally releasing him to the Dixie Rebel football team. Vonda, let's a little background about Ron. Whereabouts did he go to school?
He graduated from Bountiful High, and then he had several scholarship offers, and he, too, decided to go to Dixie.
What got him to Dixie?
I think he loved the warm climate. He doesn't like to shovel snow very well, so I think he just thought that would be a good place to go.
He's not alone in people that live in Dixie.
I can understand that.
Now, I understand there's a blessed event about to take place in Ron's life coming up Friday.
Oh, yes, he's getting married, and we're just really thrilled about it. She's a lovely girl and a little bit bashful, but lovely.
Is she really out in the hall, Vicki McKinnon, right now?
Well, I think she left when we told her she was going to have to talk on the radio.
And I was hoping to get a real live fiance of a football player on the radio, and we couldn't get it. Vonda, it must be kind of disappointing to you here in the first half to watch Dixie down this much.
It is, but, you know, when I heard that the possibility that some of these players are main string for Utah, I decided they didn't want to get beat like they did last year, so they had to pull a little more power there.
I understand that you are somewhat like Lois Rudd. You like to follow the game.
Oh, we follow them everywhere. I think the only thing that keeps us from a ball game is deer hunting. And other than that, my husband, if he can't go, we just go without him, and we have a good time.
Well, this must be quite a week for you, seeing Ron play in Salt Lake City, watching him get married. Do you like his fiance?
Oh, she's a doll. She's really sweet, and we love her, too. So I have five boys, so this is the only way I'm going to get any daughters is to marry my sons off to them. So,
from what little I've met her prior to the football game, from what little I had to talk with her about, she seems like a delightful girl.
Oh, she is. She's going to help him along, I'm sure, as he progresses in his football, too.
What do you think Ron will be doing after he leaves Dixie?
He's got mixed emotions right at this point, but he does want to eventually go into diesel mechanics. And he's got a very good mechanical aptitude. He graduated with honors from his class last year at Dixie, winning the Master Mechanic Award. So we're very proud of him in that area also.
That's an outstanding possibility. Ron Hammer's mother, Vonda Hammer, who will be down in St. George rooting probably, right?
Right. I'll be there.
Thank you for being with us, and we'll let you go back and hopefully enjoy the second half. Halftime score, Utah Junior Varsity 24, Dixie nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Go.
24 to nothing. Utah Junior Varsity, so far, walloping the Dixie College Rebels 24 to nothing in the first half. And this is a stacked up Utah JV ball club. Some of the varsity ball players are playing and playing very well. And Dixie, first game of the year, being racked around a little bit so far. Dixie will have to kick off this second half. Utah wants that football, and that's not a good way to start a second half when you're down 24 to nothing. Maybe the best way after the beginning of the ball game when Utah fumbled on the very first kickoff. Utah recovered and was able to go in a hurry and pick up the score. Some quarterbacks warming up. Rick Adams and Ben Bubach both warming up, and now Mike Zupo steps up to start warming up for Dixie to be prepared to go in and try his hand at things. None of the quarterbacks have been able to get the ball club moving that well tonight, but a lot of it has been the University of Utah defense. 24 to nothing, Utah. First down, relatively even. Utah with 9, Dixie with 8. Yardage rushing. Dixie, believe it or not, has more rushing yardage than Utah, 71 to 49. But passing yardage, 19 yards for Dixie, 149 for Utah. The kick coming down deep. It comes to number 25 in there for the University of Utah, breaking through at the 30, at the 35, down at the 40-yard line is number 25, Rob Pennington. Second string strong safety for the University of Utah varsity. First string strong safety tonight. And on the kickoff return, Pennington brings it back to the 41-40-yard line. First down and 10 for Utah from their own 40-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter, 24 to nothing, Utah. And unless Dixie can get something going, it's going to be a long night for the Rebels. Wide to the right, Graham. Wide to the left, Wise. I formation once again. Pitch goes to the tailback. Coming around is Ricky Price. One tackle missed by Dixie's number 22. That was Monty Green, who went by and just missed the tackle. Finally brought down at the 41-yard line. Gain of 1 yard on the play by Ricky Price. Make it second down and 9 yards coming up for Utah. Dixie's going to have to get the defense going in a hurry. They've spent a lot of time on that field tonight. They got to stop Utah early and get a score on the board fairly early in this third quarter to expect to get back in this game. Wide to the left is Tarfer. Wide to the right comes Tony Graham. Split the running backs behind Harrison. Harrison, quick look-in pass to Tarver. Completed the 46-yard line. Goes outside, has the first down at the 50. Out of bounds at the Dixie 45-yard line. Bulldog out of bounds by number 27 for Dixie, Mark Harding. Harding out there along with Wayne Kettrell. And number 38, Randy Reed. First down and 10 for Utah from the Dixie 45-yard line. And Utah's offense working hard once again against the Rebels. 13:52 left in the third quarter of play. Harrison, the quarterback. Receivers wide on each side. Harrison, long count at that line of scrimmage. Looking for help. Dixie making contact across the line? No, they just encroached, but no flags on the play. Handoff Goes to Price. Price stopped after a 2-yard gain. Down to the 43-yard line. Not quite to the 43-yard line. Make a second down and 8 yards coming up for Utah. Early in the third quarter of action. Going out is Andy Parker. Coming back in is Dan Dubiago at tight end, running those plays in. Wide to the left goes Roderick Tex Wise. Young man from California, of course. That's why he got the name Tex. Wide to the right is Tony Graham. Back to pass, Harrison. Harrison blitzed by Kittrell, gets the pass away and completes it to Graham. Complete at the 33-yard line of Dixie. Kittrell laid into Harrison just as he let that football go, but Harrison completed it to Graham, an outstanding pass receiver and a super cornerback here for the University of Utah. Harrison doing a job on the Dixie defense. First down for Utah from the Dixie 33-yard line. Wide to the left goes Tarver. Wide to the right comes Tony Graham. High formation once again. McMenemy in front of Price. Quarterback, Rick Harrison. Hand off to the tailback. That's Price. Price still struggling. Picks up maybe a yard. Smothered in there by the Dixie line. In on the tackle. Number 74. That's Doug Snell. Snell along with Barrera, Wayne Kittrell, and Mike Muir on the tackle. Gain of 1 yard. Make it second down. 9 yards to go. For the Utes. Wide to the left comes Wise. Wide to the right comes Graham. And here we go once again. I formation for the running backs. Fake the handoff. Harrison rolls to the left. Throws deep. Has his man down there. Are incomplete. Knocked away. Intended for number 29, Roderick Wise. And Tex Wise complaining that he was bumped by Gallegos and by Steve Chappell. Double teaming Wise going deep. But they knocked that pass away. Incompleted pass, make it third down and 9 yards coming up. And that may be what Dixie's secret will have to be here in defense in the second half. Double team those receivers because Harrison's been finding them and the receivers have been making some outstanding catches tonight. Wide to the left goes Graham. To the right comes Tarver. Split the running backs. McMenemy and Price behind Rick Harrison. Harrison getting blitzed, the pass over the middle, has it to his tight end, Dubiago. Dubiago first down at the 15-yard line, rolled down at the 14. Hit there by Jay Booth, and that takes care of the blitz. Find that tight end coming right across the middle, and Dubiago has the first down. First and goal for Utah from the Dixie 9-yard line, and things look like they're going to get worse. With 12:08 left in the third quarter of play, coming into the lineup, number 22, Monty Green. Going out, number 72 for Dixie, Ken Webb. Eye formation on the running backs, Ricky Harrison. Pitches to his tailback. Here comes Price. Price turning upfield, runs headlong into a ball player, knocked down at the 7-yard line. There to meet him was Monty Green, along with Wayne Kittrell. Also in on the tackle, number 55, that's Kyle Peterson. They get second down and goal, this time from the 7-yard line. Pickup of 2 yards. Wide to the left goes Tarver. Coming wide to the right is Graham. Second and goal from the Dixie 7-yard line. Quarterback Rick Harrison looks tight. Throwing over the head of Gallegos. Has his man Tarver. Incomplete. Tarver went outside against Gallegos. The ball thrown beautifully over the head of Gallegos into the hands of Tarver, letting just by inches, and Tarver couldn't hang on to it. Incomplete. Make it third down and goal to go from the 7-yard line. Never mind, it's well within range for Ricky Harrison's toe, if nothing else. Harrison looking like Mutt and Jeff combination with number 29, Tex Wise, coming in from the sidelines. Going wide to the left is Graham. Coming wide to the right is Wise. Quarterback is Harrison. Split the running backs once again, McMenemy and Price. Harrison getting plenty of pass protection, throwing over the middle, intended for Dubiago, knocked up into the air, almost picked off by Monty Green. Falls incomplete. Make it fourth down and goal to go. Kicking situation, and Harrison to get the black shoe on this time. Quickly. Trying to change. Change of shoes coming up for quarterback Rick Harrison. as it's obvious what's going to be taking place now. Harrison puts the strap on the toe, trying to keep the ankle straight, throws the other shoe to the sideline, saved by a student manager. With 11:09 left in the third quarter, Rick Harrison trying to get a field goal, trying to get Utah on the scoreboard once again, as if they need any more right now. The snap, good. The kick, blocked by Dixie. Wayne Kittrell picks up the football at the 24-yard line, has some blocking. Kittrell down the sideline, gets a block at the 50, at the 40, at the 30, chased down from behind and tackled at the Utah 20-yard line. Brought down by number 44 for the University of Utah, Desmond Johnson. The kick blocked, and suddenly little Wayne Kittrell. Kittrell going all the way to the Utah 20-yard line before Desmond Johnson could catch him from behind. First and 10 for Dixie from the Utah 20-yard line. 10:56 left in the third quarter, and what looked to be a 27-0 score coming up may turn around. That may be what the Rebels need. We'll have to wait and see. In a quarterback, let's double check. It looks like Mike Zupo in for the first time tonight. Zupo, a transfer from Southern Utah State, a young man from Cypress High School, stocky quarterback. Zupo fakes the handoff on the keeper. Zupo turns upfield, gets down to the 18, 17-yard line, maybe. Run down there by McCloyne. McCloyne on the tackle, also in on the tackle. Number 84, Corey Jensen. And the Utah bench still stunned by that blocked kick and the retrieval by Wayne Kittrell. Kittrell almost had the touchdown. But Desmond Johnson, the only man to elude all the blockers for Dixie, was able to come from behind and nab him. They get second down. 8 yards to go. A pickup of 2 yards by Zupo. Malnar in at fullback. Tailback is Knuckles. Now split the running backs behind Zupo. Zupo, long count. Pitch goes to correction number 26, Alfonso Davis. Flag on the play, maybe coming up against Dixie. Davis brought down at the 20-yard line. Knifing through there to get him is number 58, Brett Van Skyver. Van Skyver, a 6'3", 225-pound freshman. Limping to the sideline comes Alfonso Davis. Let me double-check Van Skyver, where he is from. I believe he's from one of the Salt Lake City. I'm sure he's from one of the Salt Lake City schools. They're trying to find out which one. Skyline High School, indeed. Former state champs, time and time again, it seems like. Let's see what's coming up now. They rule the penalty against Utah. It looked like it might be a motion penalty or some sort of illegal procedure call coming up against Dixie, but it's an encroachment call against Utah. 5-yard penalty. Make it second down. And 3 yards to go for Dixie. This time from the Utah 13-yard line. Alfonso Davis may have a twisted ankle, but Dixie has a reprieve. Zupo, hands off to Malnar. Malnar, big hole. Stacked up at the line of scrimmage, but eventually, as he's thrown back, but he had a big hole for 2 yards, and then suddenly Utah was there. Down to right near the 11-yard line. Make it third down and inches coming up for Dixie. Malnar looked like he was going to have a big hole, and suddenly Utah swarmed back and got him. Third down, inches to go, actually about a foot and a half, many inches. Wide to the right is Allred, I formation once again. Mike Zupo wants that first and goal. Handoff goes to Malnar. Malnar has it inside the 10, down near the 9, maybe the 8-yard line. Getting off the stack, McCloyne. Suddenly a lot of Dixie fans come to life. Mike, correction, number 58. Brett Van Skyver getting off that stack also. First and goal for Dixie from just inside the 10-yard line. They didn't rule that much progress. First and goal from inches inside that 10-yard line. Wide to the left is Allred. Slot to the left is Dave Larson. Dixie needs to punch in this score right now. Zupo, the quarterback, hands off to number 25. That's Knacker. Stood up at the 5-yard line and run back, but he has 5 quick yards. Hit there by Scott Daniels, along with number 25, Rob Pennington. But Knackos, Kelly Knackos, has his 5 yards. Make it second down and goal to go from the 5-yard line. In comes Rob Ward. Out goes Kelly Knackos. Knuckles in that first half had 13 total yards. Ward had 35 to be the leading ball carrier for either side. 35 yards in the first half for Rob Ward. Mike Zupo hands off to Ward. Ward turns outside, trying to get away, cannot. Gets down to the 2-yard line. Hanging on is number 84 for Utah, Corey Jensen. And one of the big differences tonight is when Utah gets a hand on a Dixie ball player, they just don't let go, where Dixie's defense has been having ball players bouncing off them all night, not following through with the tackles, having some problems on execution. Third down, 2 yards to get to the touchdown. And Dixie needs the score. Oh, they need the score. Quarterback Mike Zupo against a tough Utah defense. Call upon that offensive line of Dixie right now to find 2 yards for the Rebel offense. Mike Zupo, the quarterback, hand off to the tailback. Knuckles has it. Knuckles hit at the 1-yard line, fell forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Dixie. With 7:39 left in the third quarter. A long, long drive to get to it. 2-yard touchdown run by Kelly Knuckles. And Dixie needing some more points. Make it 24-6. Nathan Reed to try for the point after. The left foot of Nathan Reed, Lehigh High School grad, as is Bill Fowler, who was an assistant football coach for Dixie last year, now information director for the Rebels. The kick is up and true. With 7:39 left in the third quarter, Utah 24, Dixie 7, back in 30 seconds.
Okay, go.
24-7. All set up by the blocked field goal attempt and the long run by Wayne Kittrell from about the 13-yard line, clear down to the Utah 20. Now score by Knuckles. Long boot by Nathan Reed. Drives clear into the end zone, bounces out of the end zone. Nathan Reed with that left foot gives Utah a touchback, and Utah will have it first and 10 from their own 20. Now the Dixie defense a little fired up. Dixie making a run, somewhat of a run, still a ways away, 17 points down, but now on the scoreboard for the first time this season, 24-7. Utah was able to move the football easily in that beginning of the third quarter. Dixie with a key block and pickup of a blocked field goal by Wayne Kittrell, coming back in the 2-yard run by Kelly Knuckles, Hurricane native, to get the first score of the season for the Rebels. Quarterback, Rick Harrison, splits the running backs. Quick look in pass. Harrison has his man, Graham. Graham this time brought down with a 5-yard gain. There was Steve Chappell. Chappell hanging on this time. And Harrison gets that quick 5 yards. Harrison just picking apart the Dixie defense so far. Outstanding arm on the Grantsville High School grad. Harrison, all-around athlete at Grantsville High. Small town near Tooele. It's all state in basketball also. Long count by the quarterback Harrison. Dixie, four men up along that line. Handoff goes to number 48, Ricky Price. He has the first down and a couple of yards to boot, making a 7-yard gain for Price. As Utah's blowing off that football in a hurry, Bob Barrera on the tackle, also in on the tackle, Monty Green. Green and Barrera on the tackle for the Rebels. 6:52 left in the third quarter, 24-7, Utah. Utah Junior Varsity over Dixie. They're in such a position on the field right now, I'm almost looking through a post to get around. Wide to the right comes Tony Graham. Wide to the left goes Tex Wise, quarterback. Ricky Harrison, first and 10, throwing deep to Wise. Back there with him is Gallegos. Gallegos almost intercepts. Almost picked off by Wise, juggling it between the two ball players. Incomplete a pass instead. Gallegos this time got in front of Wise, had it bounce in and out of his arms, and then Wise couldn't hang on to it. Almost had a deflected reception. I don't know if there's any official scoring for that, but that's the way it almost turned out. Instead, it's second down and 10 from the Utah 32-yard line. And the Utes will be playing flip-flop once again with the wide receivers. Out goes Wise. In comes Tarver. Tarver gives the instruction to Harrison. Harrison goes to the huddle. Shifting people around in the huddle. Now he says, let's go. Let's get him. Wide to the right comes Tony Graham. Wide to the left goes Joe Tarver. Tarver, second string wide receiver for the varsity. Harrison hands off to Price. Price gets away, still on his feet at the 35. As he ran into three, four Dixie ball players and still was able to scoot away before he finally went down at the 35. Pick up of 3 yards on a play. Make a third down and 7 coming up. Coming to the sidelines, Tarver. Back in comes Wise. So instead of the tight end, the wide receivers bringing in plays now. Third down, 7 yards to go. With 5:59 left in the third quarter, the Utah JV, 24. The Dixie Rebels, 7. Rick Harrison, quarterback. Barking out signals, looking for a pass. Flag on the play, almost intercepted by Muir. Muir couldn't get it. Fumble on the play. Pass received by Tony Graham, but do they rule it wasn't complete or not? The officials getting an earful from Rich Troutwine and Wade Roberts. Flag across the field. They rule it was complete to Graham, but call it back. Encroachment by Utah. Big break for Dixie. It would have been close to a first down. In fact, it would have been a first down at about the 42-yard line. The official, now talking to Wade Roberts. Wade Roberts, not exactly dressed like an assistant coach tonight, with cowboy hat and ready for the Dixie Roundup, 300 miles away, in Western shirt. Third down, 7 yards to go for Utah. Let's try it all over again. Rick Harrison, the quarterback. Dixie just within inches of making great plays tonight. Pass to Dubiago, close to a first down, but just short at the 40-yard line. Hit immediately by number 27, Steve Chappell, and by number 55, Kyle Peterson. Should be just short of that first down, about a yard and a half short. Fourth down, and less than a yard to go. Utah will not be going for it, deep in their own territory. Well, not that deep, but still in their own territory at the 41-yard line. I'll have to wait and see if there is a fake punt, but back deep to receive, number 25 for Dixie. That's Kelly Nackos, the man who has the only touchdown tonight for Dixie. The snap goes to Harrison. Harrison, beautiful high punt coming down to Nackos at the 16-yard line. Nackos at the 20, turns upfield at the 25, is the 30, down the sideline to the 35, upended at the 43-yard line, and knocked out of bounds. Good run back by Dixie. Suddenly getting some fire as Dixie's starting to come back against the University of Utah JV. Rob Pennington on the tackle, and where have we seen Pennington before? They rule out of bounds at the 44, not the 43, so Dixie has one extra yard with 4:47 left in the third quarter, 24-7 Utah over Dixie. Dixie, if they can get a score now, will be getting close to the Utes. Tight end in there now for Dixie will be Tony Hoyt, Hurricane native, replacing Eric Ingersoll. High formation for Dixie. Quarterback Mike Zupo. Zupo rolls to the left, looks for help, can't find anybody, under pressure, trying to find somebody. Zupo under pressure is going to eat the football at the 35-yard line. He's going to keep it. Plenty of pressure as the defensive secondary for Utah doing an outstanding job. Make it second down and 20. Clear back at the second down and 19 anyway, clear back at the 35-yard line, almost 20 yards. Long, long play. Dixie has not been able to find their receivers or have enough time at cornerback to find their receivers. Receivers wide to the right goes Gary Allred and Dave Larson. Receivers problems tonight. Quarterback Mike Zupo. Eye formation on the running back. Zupo hands off to Mulner. Mulner met just as he hits the line of scrimmage. By number 45, Len Naliai. Naliai right there to meet Mulner. Mulner, the football, and Naliai got at the line of scrimmage all at the same time. Make it third down, 19 yards to go. No, a gain of a half yard. Third down, 18 yards to go for Dixie. They do give Mulner 1 yard on that. Wide to the right goes Allred. Slot to the right, Dave Larson. Offense still stuttering for Dixie. The defense of Utah, outstanding. 3:30 left in the third quarter. Zupo trying to get some help. Under pressure, trying to set up the screen pass, being chased from behind. Zupo turns upfield, slips as he tries to make his cut, slips on the AstroTurf at the 43-yard line. Gain of 2 yards on the play. Fourth down, 16 yards coming up, and Gary Allred in to do the punting. Zupo trying to make the cut, and his feet slipped out from under him. Zupo had a little running room, not enough for the first down, but could have put Utah a little further, farther upfield. Back deep to receive will be number 43, Henry McCloyne, on the near side. On the far side, number 25, Rob Pennington. Pennington. Allred having some time, now gets the kick away. Beautiful high floating spiral will hit at the 30 and will bounce at the 30, get a Dixie bounce inside the 25 and out of bounds at the 23-yard line. First down and 10 for Utah at their own 23-yard line. And Dixie just wasted a chance as the clock ticks away, 2:37 left in the third quarter of play. Utah takes over once again. And Dixie's defense called upon once again. The Dixie offense, although has not been nil, has been virtually void, except for the touchdown from Kelly Nakos. But that was set up by the defense, in all honesty. Wide to the right is Wise. Wide to the left, Tony Graham. Quarterback, Rick Harrison. Harrison, long count, getting plenty of experience tonight. Handoff goes to the tailback. Price, maybe a fumble on the play. Dixie picked it up, fumble on the play. Dixie has it at the 23. Another mistake by Utah. One of the few they've made tonight. And Dixie comes up with a football. Coming off the bottom of the stack is Wayne Kittrell. And Kittrell holds the football up with it like a trophy. Down at the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Rebels at the Utah 24. Big break. Possibility for Dixie to pick up a score if they only can get the offense moving. Wide to the right is Allred, slotted to the right. Dave Larson, I formation once again. Molnar in front of Ward, now split the running backs. Handoff goes to Molnar. Molnar into the middle of that line, dragging people with him. Down inside the 20. Stopped at about the 19-yard line, make it the 18-yard line. This time, Molnar took command. 6-yard gain, make it second down and 4. Molnar, last year, after he injured his knee and was out for the season, decided to get married. Now, a year later, father of a little baby, had a stronger knee, and trying to do a job for Dixie in the offensive backfield, and so far tonight has been doing it. Ben Bubach back in at quarterback, instead of Zupo this time. Bubach, back to pass. Throwing quickly to Gary Allred, out and misses him by a good 5 yards. Allred went deeper before he made his cut than expected, and Bubach rushed in a hurry by the Utah defense. Plenty of pressure on that Dixie quarterback all night. Harrison has had time, generally, although there have been some sacks against Harrison. The Dixie quarterbacks, Bubach, Adams, and Zupo, have not had near the time on the whole as Rick Harrison has had. And Harrison, very polished quarterback for a freshman. Ben Bubach, quarterback, handoff to Rob Ward. Ward stumbles forward, gets to the 15. Will be short of first down territory. It'll be fourth down, about one to go. And Dixie, let's see if they go for the field goal or will try to get the first down. Down at about the 15-yard line, about a yard short. Ben Bubach. Apparently, Dixie will be going for the first down. Bubach talking to the officials about something. Fourth down, a little over a yard to go from just on the Dixie side of that Utah 15-yard line. Dixie to go for it with a minute 9 left in the third quarter. They need this first down. Utah wants to stop them. Ben Bubach, cornerback, may keep it. Nope, hands it to Alfonso Davis, who doesn't get to the line of scrimmage. Finally falls forward and just gets to the line of scrimmage. Utah takes over on downs. Good defense by Utah. Getting in there was Henry McCloyne, as Dixie could just not keep out the Utah defense. And the Utah defense has been outstanding tonight. First and 10 for Utah. First and 10 for the Utes from their own 15-yard line. Quarterback, Rick Harrison, no change in the quarterback position yet tonight. I'm not even sure if we'll see one tonight. Split the running backs, put both receivers wide on the left side. Maybe trying to flood that left side. Harrison, back to pass. Harrison throwing to the right side. It's picked off by Steve Chappell. Chappell coming the other way at the 20, at the 15, cutting to midfield. Chappell upended at the 12-yard line. First and 10 for Dixie. For Dixie, could not convert on the fumble recovery. Get the pass interception instead, and now we have a flag on the field. Someone coming onto the field who should not, and let's see who it goes against. A flag, apparently, somebody coming onto the field with a football. One of the Utah people or one of the Dixie people? Let's see, someone who is in civvies are pointing at Dixie, but it's not one of their ball players. May have to pick up the flag once again. First and 10 for Dixie at the 12-yard line. Ben Bubach, the quarterback. Flag on the play. Apparently one of the Utah varsity football players down on the sidelines. The officials running him off the sidelines. And let's see if there's going to be a penalty marked off against Utah or just pick up the flag. And it looks like just pick up the flag. First and 10 for Dixie at the 12-yard line. Apparently they thought it was one of the Dixie people and a flag coming up. But when there's no one there that can actually be pinned down, the flag is picked up and newly put back into the pocket. 48 seconds left in the third quarter, 24-7. Utah over Dixie, the Utah JV. Dixie needs to score right now because time is running out. Even though we're still in the third quarter, we don't have much of it left at Rice Stadium. Beautiful Rice Stadium with the AstroTurf. Wide to the left is Allred. Slotted to the left, Dave Larson, quarterback. Ben Bubach, eye formation once again. Bubach trying to get something going. Malnar may be the man to be called upon. No, goes to number 26, Alfonso Davis. Davis down inside the 10, barely inside the 10. Hit from behind by McCoyne, also in there on the tackle, number 38. That's Wilton Johnson. Correction, Jack Kerr. Jack Kerr, a 6'2 tackle out of Hoffman, Illinois, a sophomore. A lot of sophomores. Junior and even one senior playing for Dixie tonight, or for Utah tonight. So it's a good test for the Rebels and a much better test than a lot of the Rebels had hoped for. Second down and 7 from the Utah 9-yard line. Very close to scoring territory. Ben Bubach, the quarterback, would like to get another score on the board. Bad snap from center. Bubach pitches back, pitches out of bounds. It'll be out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Bubach got the bad snap from center, tried to pitch it out of back to Rob Ward. Instead, just threw it with a two-handed chest pass out of bounds. So a loss on the play of 3 yards. 5 seconds left in the third quarter as the clock is stopped. Coming into the lineup is Kelly Nackos, going out as Rob Ward. Ward, a sophomore from Olympus High School in Salt Lake City. Nackos, a freshman from Hurricane High School. In Hurricane, Utah's Dixie. Wide to the right goes Allred. Slotted to the right is Larson. Third down, 10 yards to go for Dixie. Bubach rolling to the right, trying to get some protection. Doesn't get a whole bunch. Throwing under pressure into the end zone. Has Gary Allred. It's going to be knocked out of bounds as it goes out of bounds. Cannot be picked up. Bubach throwing under pressure. Could not get the blocks that he needed. As number 25, Rob Pennington, putting too much pressure on, and that's the end of the third quarter. Utah 24, Dixie 7, back in 30 seconds. Scott, are we going to get 4 spots in for everybody tonight, do you think?
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Hey, at the end of the ball game, why don't you fit in as many spots that are needed to get it out even so everyone gets the same number of spots?
Okay.
Right at the end before you go to the close. Let me know when.
Okay, go.
Final 15-minute period. Dixie's offense sputtering once again. 24-7, Utah over Dixie. And as the sidelines markers being taken care of, fourth down coming up. Fourth down. And 10 yards to go from just about the 12-yard line. As Dixie, fourth down, actually a little less than 10, about 9.5 to go. Fourth down, about 9.5 to go, and Dixie's going to have to go for it. Utah defense has been double tough tonight. quarterback Ben Bubach. None of the quarterbacks have been able to make the team run tonight that well. Bubach rolling, under pressure, throwing into the end zone, intercepted by Scott Daniels. Daniels brings it out to the 3-yard line. Utah, first down and 10 from the 3-yard line. Intended for Dave Larson. Larson wasn't anywhere close to it. Daniels picks up the interception. On the fourth down, long yardage situation, and Utah's defense rises to the occasion once again. Scott Daniels, a sophomore defensive back from Maywood, Illinois, who has had surely some experience on the varsity as a sophomore. First down and 10 from their own 3-yard line, University of Utah with the football. Ricky Harrison, the quarterback. Dixie squandering two mistakes by Utah. Not been able to score twice. Had an opportunity to pick up scores and could not. The offense did not move. Ricky Harrison, flag on the play, fumble in the backfield. Will be picked up by Dixie. Is it a touchdown? Flags all over the field. And it looks like it may be against Dixie. We'll have to wait and see. White flag and two yellows. I don't know what the white flag is. A surrender by one official? Procedure call against Utah. Fumble recovery. Touchdown, Dixie. Unreal. 14:45 left in the ball game, and Dixie picks up a fumble recovery. Three times Utah handed Dixie the football, once on a fumble, once on a pass interception. This time they had to hand it to them in the end zone, and Dixie coming up with a touchdown. Not sure who got that touchdown because the scramble was on for the football. Now for the attempt at the at the point after. Bubach to hold, Nathan Reed to do the kicking. Make it 24-13. Fumble recovery. We'll have to check and see who got that fumble. The kick is up and good by Nathan Reed. Make it 24-14. 14:45 left in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds.
Defense can only play offense,
right?
Defense
can set
up both scores.
Let me know, Scott. Okay. Okay, go.
14:45 left in the ball game, and at least it's becoming a moral victory now for Dixie after being blitzed 24-0 in the first half. Dixie has come back here in the second half to make it 14-0 for Dixie in the second half. But it's still 10 points short of the Utes. But plenty of time left. 14:45 left in the ball game. Do you look for the onside kick this early in the fourth quarter? Probably not. Nathan Reed with the left foot to do the booting. The boot is deep, driving the man back deep into the end zone. Number 42 back there to receive decides discretion is the better part of valor. Sees people coming after him, and Morris Cole neatly goes to the right knee. Touchback, Utah, first and 10. On their own 20-yard line, 14:37 left in the ballgame. And now the Utes need to get serious because Dixie's starting to make a run. A staggering run, if you will, but they are making a run. Big play on the blocked field goal by Wayne Kittrell, setting up a 2-yard touchdown run by Kelly Nakos. And the last time, apparently, we'll try to get a number on who got that touchdown falling on the fumble. Rick Harrison, the quarterback, throwing. Overthrows his intended receiver, Tex Wise. Takes a shot from Steve Chappell. Monty Green, giving Wise a shot. Incomplete pass. Harrison overthrowing his receiver. And for one of the few times tonight, we've seen Harrison miss his intended receiver. Harrison has been outstanding tonight. In the first half was 8 for 16, not too bad. Harrison back to pass, gets a rush, throws over the middle, intercepted by Dixie. Coming back the other way, Steve Chappell at the 10-yard line, at the 5-yard line, on his feet. Is he into the end zone? No. Flag on the play upfield, and it may be against Dixie. Chappell thought he went into the end zone, the official signaling down at the 2-yard line, but a flag at the 5. Is it Dixie's fault? And it looks like it's going to be against Dixie, pass interception. probably will stand, but we have a clip coming up against the Rebels. So instead of first and goal from the 2-yard line, it's first and 10 from the point of the clip, which is the 6-yard line. March it back 15 to the 21-yard line. First and 10 from the 21-yard line for Dixie. But still, 4 consecutive mistakes by the University of Utah. Dixie capitalizing on 1 of the 4. Maybe could capitalize on the 2nd. We'll have to wait and see. The Dixie offense has not been doing a whole bunch tonight. The defense has set up both of the scores by the Rebels, but with 14:23 left in the ballgame, Dixie starting to threaten. Sophomore quarterback, Ben Bubach, coming back into the lineup. Bubach to lead the Rebels, a young man from Layton, Utah. Brother was a star quarterback at Ricks College. Slot to the right, Dave Larson. Wide to the right, Gary Allred. Quarterback Bubach. Hands off to the first man through. That's Molnar. Doesn't get through. He's lost a yard on a play back at the 22. Utah line, tough. But it wasn't the line. It was Scott Daniels. On a blitz from the backfield. And limping is Alphonso Davis once again. Coming back in is Rob Ward. Going out is Alphonso Davis. Ward in at tailback. Davis, Ward, and we haven't seen Jared Williams yet tonight. And Kelly Nackos, the 3 tailbacks that have been used so far. We may see Jared Williams yet tonight. We'll have to wait and see. Second down and 11 for Dixie at the Utah 22-yard line. Wide to the right is Allred. Slotted to the right is Dave Larson. 13:36 left in this ballgame. Flag on the play and a delay of game apparently coming up against Dixie. 5-yard penalty again. Make it second down and 16. 5-yard penalty coming up against the Rebels. And the offense is in reverse. Plenty of Rebel fans in the stands down below us. In fact, not too bad a crowd for a junior varsity game in Salt Lake City. Most of them Rebel fans. A lot of parents, a lot of friends, and one fiance, Vicki McKinnon, who will be married to Ron Hammer Friday. Vicki did not come on at halftime. I was hoping to get her on as an interview at halftime, but did not. Rats. Very pretty girl. Back to pass, Ben Bubach, under pressure. Rolling to his right, looking for help, turning upfield, will get down at the 25-yard line, maybe to the 24. Gary Allred down in the corner in the end zone. Bubach couldn't see him. Pickup of about 3 yards on the play. As the defensive line of Utah getting through that offensive line of Dixie, an experienced offensive line of Dixie, having problems tonight. And the quarterback's not getting much in the way of help at all. Make it third down. About 13, almost 14 yards to go. And the officials down in the corner complaining about something. Maybe some lights turned on on a car. I'm not sure exactly what. But they're pointing at something in the corner or on the sidelines. Trying to find out exactly what it is. An official pointing up here to the press box. Must be some sort of stellar phenomena in the sky. Quarterback, Ben Bubach. Third down, long yardage. Back to pass, here comes the blitz. Bubach dumps it off, it's going to be incomplete pass. Bubach ripped by Corey Jensen just as he was back to pass, tried to get the pass completed, could not. And Bubach, nor Adams, nor Zuppo can move this football team tonight. The offense stuttering. Fourth down, 13 yards to go, in to do the kicking. Nathan Reed will attempt a field goal from the 31-yard line. 41-yard attempt, that's well within Nathan's range. Ben Bubach to hold, and Reed measuring for the kick. 12:40 left in the third quarter of play, 24-14. With a field goal, that would cut the margin to 7, well within reach. The snap. The kick by Reed. It's up. It's long enough. Is it good? Yes, it is. 41-yard field goal by Nathan Reed with 12:35 left in the ball game, and suddenly it's Utah 24, but Dixie 17. Back after this. Just one, Scott. Might as well.
Don't want to take any chances.
Defense starting to look awful good.
Let me know, Scott.
About 5 seconds, Larry.
Oh, this is Brent.
Oh, just filling in.
Okay.
Go.
12:35 left in this ballgame. Nathan Reed, who's just put 3 more points on the board for Dixie, kicking in low. Endo Rand's squib kick, picked up by Utah. Pitched back to number 42 for the University of Utah. Morris Cole trying to turn outside. He's not going to get outside. Smothered out there at the 31-yard line. Flag on the play as he goes down. Smothered by number 58 for Dixie. That's Marshall Howell. I'm not sure if we're going to have a clip coming up or if we're going to have a personal foul coming up against Dixie. Cliff against Utah. As Cole went down, one of his teammates stumbled against the back of a Dixie tackler. An inadvertent clip, but it's still a clip. Half the distance to the goal line, which just happens to be from the 30-yard line back to the 15 anyway, which is a 15-yard penalty. First and 10 for Utah from the 15-yard line, and a lot of the secret this second half has been field position. As the secret the first half was field position for the Utah junior youths, the junior varsity. Utah 24, Dixie 17. Wide to the right goes Tony Graham. Wide to the left comes Tex Wise, quarterback Rick Harrison, rifle-armed Rick Harrison, back to pass, under pressure, getting some pressure from Dixie's defense, will be smothered after about a half-yard gain. Mike Muir on the tackle, also getting through there, Wayne Kittrell on the tackle, as Harrison had no hope of going anyplace. Good pressure, Monty Green in on the tackle, also in there, number 55, that's Kyle Peterson. 4 men got to Harrison. Dixie's defense starting to get fired up. They've been out there a long time tonight, but they're doing a job now. 24-17, Utah over Dixie. 11:53 left in the ballgame. Things can be different and may get so. Wide to the left comes Tarver. Wide to the right goes Graham. Quarterback Rick Harrison trying to get Utah's momentum going once again. Split the running backs. Harrison is going to be flipped and thrown for a loss. 5-yard loss. In on the tackle, Kyle Peterson. Bob Barrera opened the hole, and Peterson drove through to get Harrison, lost back to the 10-yard line. Third down, 15 yards coming up for Utah. And Utah's offense, for the first time tonight, sputtering. Harrison, an outstanding quarterback, throwing a couple of pass interceptions, a fumble by a running back, and now Dixie's defense throwing the quarterback for a loss. Wide to the right goes Graham, wide to the left comes Wise. Watch out for Harrison. The snap, Harrison back to pass, under pressure, throwing deep down the sidelines. Here he has his man overthrown. Wise had a step on Gallegos, but Harrison had to rush the pass and threw it 5 yards too long down the left sidelines. Wise went around Gallegos and was going away from him. Fourth down, big punting situation because Dixie's going to send all the horses. You know that for sure. If he gets the kick away, whoever receives it will not have much of a chance for a run back. But you got to put everybody up and try to get that block punt. 10:57 left in this ballgame. Back deep to receive, Kelly Nackles virtually by himself. Under pressure, the kick. Beautiful spiral coming short. Will hit at the 41-yard line and get a Dixie bounce down to the 39-yard line, maybe the 38. Stopped there by Ernie Carrasco, a 6'3", 225-pound defensive tackle. And this quarter, Dixie has Utah on their half of the field. But still, the offense has not been going. Change of quarterbacks once again. Relief pitcher, Rick Adams, young man from Bear River High School. Attended Utah State, played junior varsity basketball. Went on a mission, and then when he came back off of his mission, came to Dixie to play football. And possibly basketball, did not make the basketball team last year, playing football this year. Adams, bad snap from center, but still gets the handoff to number 42, Keith Malnar. Malnar, at least 4 yards down inside the 35, down at about the 34-yard line, maybe the 33. Pick up a 4, make it second down and 6 yards to go. Second and 6 from the 33-yard line. Number 62, Steve Kofir, talking to the official. Almost a 5-yard gain, a long 5 coming up. Nathan Reed, toe ready. Might have another shot at a field goal, just in case. Malmar, the fullback, tailback, Rob Ward, quarterback, Rick Adams, receivers, to the near side of the field, the short side. Adams hands off to Ward. Ward across the 31, maybe to the 30. Brought down there by number 45. That's Len Nali'ai. Nali something or other. Nali'ai. Third down. A long 3 yards coming up. Into the lineup comes Nackos. Out comes Rob Ward. Quarterback Rick Adams with 9:40 left in the ballgame. Enough time for Dixie to do something. But they could sure use a first down right here. Could sure use a touchdown. That would bring Dixie within one. A point after, or a two-point conversion would give Dixie at least a tie or the lead. Rick Adams, the quarterback. But we have to get the first down. First down! Big hole! Kelly Nackos heading towards the corner. 5 yard line has the touchdown! Kelly Nackos from the 30-yard line. Listen to the fans. Suddenly, it's Utah 24, Dixie 23, 30-yard ramble by Kelly Nackos, and it's been all Dixie this second half. Nackos has the big hitter, found a big hole, cut up the middle, and then cut immediately towards the corner, and the only man that had a shot at him was Scott Daniels and could not get there. Utah obviously down. Nathan Reed wants to talk to the official for just a minute. And wants a timeout. Timeout, Dixie. With 9:18 left in the ballgame, it's Utah 24, Dixie 23. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Can you believe it? Offense moved.
Okay, go.
Eric Ingersoll into the lineup as a tight end. Dixie may be going for the two-point conversion to try to get the lead and try to keep the lead and put the pressure on the University of Utah. Nathan Reed, nope, Reed's going back to try to get the point after. Dixie gambling on the tie right now with 9:18 left in this football game. 24-23, Utah JV lead. It may not be a lead much longer if Reed can get the toe to it. The snap is good. The kick is up. It is good. Tie ball game. Utah 24, Dixie 24. Back in 30 seconds.
Can you believe it?
What's the score?
24-24, would you believe?
Oh, good.
I would have never believed that this could have happened.
Really?
But things are happening out here.
Okay,
this is
going
to be
go.
Great.
Lee Bunnell has not been smiling this widely since Dixie upset Snow at the Sun Bowl last year to end the season. In fact, I think he's smiling even wider because this is the first game of the season, and suddenly it's a tie ball game, 24-24, and the toe of Nathan Reed has been instrumental in the tie. 24 points here in the second half after being down 24-0. Dixie Reed kicking deep into the end zone. Back goes Tex Wise, drops the football. He'll stay with it. No, he's going to try to run it out at the 5-yard line. He's going to cut it to the outside, get to the 15 at the 20, has some open field at the 40-yard line, cuts to the outside. Ray Wise cuts way to the outside at the middle of the field, still on his feet at the 40-yard line of Dixie. Hurdles and is hit hard from behind at the Dixie 36-yard line. Big run by Tex Wise, gambled and got blocking along the sidelines and ran it all the way back to the Dixie 36-yard line. Unreal run as Wise. You could see as he dropped the kick. Had a notion. Should I pick it up or should I not? The blocking was set up to the outside and Wise got it. And Utah's now fired up. Wide to the left comes Tarver. Wide to the right comes Tony Graham. Quarterback Rick Harrison, and Dixie's defense has its work cut out for it. Rick Harrison, the quarterback, under pressure, throwing, has it some time, gets the man out of the backfield. McMenemy gets skips one tackle. McMenemy missed again, and Barrera catches him from behind. Pickup of about 9 yards on a play. Down inside the 30, down at the 27-yard line. Second down and one coming up for Utah. Little flare pass to the fullback, McMenemy, and then McMenemy did his job. Dixie missing some tackles once again. Second down, about 1.5 yards to go. Going out is Tarver, back in is Wise. And Utah getting their passing game going once again. Rick Harrison trying to get the score. Utah within scoring range. Harrison throwing over the head of Graham. Incomplete. Make a third down, 1.5 yards to go. Harrison now trying to force that pass just a little bit. Had it earlier. Missing the timing. That pass that was right on the button in the first half. The timing just being missed here in the second half. Just barely being missed. Make it third down, 1.5 yards to go. Well within field goal territory for Harrison. We may have the battle of the toes, if nothing else. But still, Utah alive. Only 1.5 yards for the first down. Rick Harrison has not tried the quarterback keeper yet. McMenemy into the lineup as a tailback. Harrison pitches back to McMenemy. He's going to have the first down and then run into trouble. McMenemy inside the 25 has the first down, down at the 23. But plenty of room to get that first down. Picked up big yardage. Brought down in there by Kyle Peterson. Peterson on the tackle. Also Mike Muir. Getting up slowly is Monty Green. First down and 10 for Utah from the 23-yard line, and every yard closer makes it that more dangerous, that much more dangerous for Utah and Dixie. The quarterback, Rick Harrison, with a talented toe also, can boot it. Wide receiver to the left is Wise. Wide to the right is Graham. Long count by Rick Harrison. Utah's got its timing back now. Pitch goes back to the tailback, McMenemy. McMenemy turns upfield, gets down near the 20-yard line. Getting some sweeps now by Utah. For the first time tonight, they've gone to the ground game. Hit by Muir and Bob Barrera. Barrera gets up limping, goes right back to the huddle, shakes the ankle, shakes it again, kicks the ankle. Come on, wake up, he says. Maybe okay. Second down, about 7 yards to go, a long seven. From just on the Utah side of the Dixie 20-yard line, just short of the 20. Wide to the right is Graham. Wide to the left is Tarver. Quarterback, Rick Harrison. Second down, long yardage. Harrison looking for that short pass. Has his man, Tarver. Tarver ducks upfield, is going to be hit and knocked down. Bounced by his own man. Pickup of about 4 yards on a play, short of the first down. Maybe 5 yards, brought down at about the 15-yard line. Make a third down, about 2 yards to go, and Utah driving. Utah's offense, with quarterback Rick Harrison throwing, has been awesome at times. But it's tied right now, 24-24, 6:36 left in a ball game. Dixie has to prevent the touchdown. And almost as importantly, has to prevent the field goal. Harrison, the quarterback. Pitch goes to the tailback. To McMenemy, first down. McMenemy breaks a couple of tackles down at the 12-yard line. Maybe at the 11. Hit and stopped finally by Steve Chappell. But the sweeps, getting the first down, first and 10 for Dixie. For Utah from the Dixie 11-yard line. And Dixie's defense, after that big run back by Wise, which may have turned some things around for Utah. Utah's been able to move the football. It's been a total case of field position tonight on each side. How important it is to have good field position. First and 10 for Utah. Harrison trying to get the touchdown. Long count by Harrison. Quick look in pass. Pumps once, pumps twice, now turns upfield. Harrison ducks his head, gets inside the 10, down at the 9. And Dixie unloads on Harrison. Harrison smart enough to try to take glancing blows. Kittrell on the tackle. Barrera on the tackle, Muir on the tackle, pickup of about 2 yards on the play. Make it second down and about 8 yards to go, just inside the 10 at about the 9-yard line. Coming into the lineup is Wise, going out as Tarver. Wise, Graham, and Tarver, outstanding receivers. Graham coming to the left, Wise going to the right, split the running backs, Price and McMenemy. Quarterback, Harrison. Back to pass. Since plenty of people, Harrison is going to have to eat the football back at the 15-yard line. Dixie, with a good rush, got through that Utah offensive line. In on the tackle. Let's check some numbers here. Number 90, or 80 on the tackle. That's Todd Taylor, freshman, outstanding freshman from Kaysville, Utah. Only 215 pounds, but a tough defensive tackle. 4:45 left in the ball game. Third down, about 13 yards to go for Utah. 24-24 tie. Utah trying to get that touchdown. Will settle for the field goal if necessary, but wants the touchdown. Wide to the left, Tarver. Wide to the right, Graham. Quarterback, Rick Harrison. Harrison, back to pass, throwing to the left. Overthrows his man, incomplete. Tarver going down and in. Harrison expecting Tarver going down and out to the corner of the field. And now Harrison gets the shoe on, ready for the field goal. 4:21 left in the ball game. Clock stopped. 24-24 ball game. Utah may want the timeout. Let's double check. Harrison. Timeout on the field with 4:21 left. 24-24 tie. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Okay, go.
The final 4 minutes, 21 seconds of this football game in Utah, threatening to take the lead, as Rick Harrison, the quarterback for the Utes, will be attempting a field goal from about the 22-yard line and attempted a 32-yard field goal. And you've got to think that Dixie's got to rush everybody. And the Utah offensive line has got to be aware of that, knowing that Dixie's going to open the gates and send all the horses to do the holding. Number 44, Desmond Johnson. To do the kicking. Number 16, the cornerback, 6'5", Rick Harrison. And now the moment of truth. Long count. The snap. The kick. It's up. Is it good? No good. Just misses off to the left. And Dixie takes over. At the 20-yard line, no, correction, you bring it back out to the 22, I believe. Anything beyond the 22, or is that just in professional? Apparently, just in professional. Back to the 20-yard line. Getting anxious now. It would be a nice rule in college also. 4:17, and that's differing political opinions can contact KDXU. Fourth down, or first down and 10 for Dixie from their own 20-yard line. Timeout, Utah. Let's wait and see. Apparently, nope, the officials don't want a timeout after all. Coming to the sidelines, raw board. Dixie with 80 long yards to go. First and 10 from their own 20. Can get the score and can take the lead. Have 4 minutes, 17 seconds to control that football and try to get a score. Handoff goes to Kelly Nacka, stumbles across the line of scrimmage, maybe gets a yard. Probably not. Utah getting through in a hurry. That defensive line scratching and tripping guys as they go through that line. Something that Dixie did very well with their defensive line. Actually, a loss on a play of about a half yard. But Utah, very tough defense. Dixie, only been able to solve it once tonight on the big run by Kelly Nacos. Rick Adams, the quarterback. Wide to the right is Gary Allred. Slotted to the right is Dave Larson. Rick Adams, long count. Fakes the handoff on the keeper. Adams is going to be missed. Going to try to pass under pressure, throwing to the sidelines. Has Larson, too hard. Larson cannot hang on to it. Larson all alone as Adams under pressure, having people grab at him. Tried to throw it to Larson and threw it just a little bit too high. Larson would not have been able to come down inbound. Did not hang on to the football anyway. Third down, about 11 yards to go. And the Dixie quarterback has not had time at all tonight to complete any passes. Adams, under deep pressure. Could not get the blocking. Running backs, Malnar, fullback, tailback, Rob Ward, quarterback, Rick Adams, third down, 11 yards to go. Utah on defense, fakes the handoff. Adams under pressure, throwing to the left. Picked off, intercepted by Corey Jensen. Jensen's going to go all the way. No! Adams knocks him into the end zone. Adams trying to tackle him. And Jensen on the pass interception gets the touchdown. Make it 30-24, Utah. And all the field position, the key tonight with 3:21 left in the ball game. Corey Jensen of that tough Utah defense picks off the pass and rambles for the touchdown on the pass interception. 30-24, and now the point after becomes also important. Dixie has a long way to go to get the touchdown. Everything set up for Utah after Dixie was able to come back and tie at 24. Everything set up for Utah by a gambling run by Tex Wise, where Wise was able to elude tacklers and get clear down to the Dixie 36-yard line. And from that point, Utah has been threatening and keeping Dixie's defense against the wall. And the offense has done nothing except for a 30-yard run by Kelly Nackos tonight. Quarterback, Rick Harrison, to do the booting. Holding is Desmond Johnson. Long count. The snap is kicked. Is up. It's good. 31-24. Utah takes the lead with 3:21 left in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds.
Larry?
Yes, sir.
Brent asked me to ask you if you would cut a story for Charlie's News tomorrow.
Sure will.
Okay.
Put on the tape and I'll do it.
Okay.
Or you can just put it on the end of that tape and lift it off for him if you want to.
Yeah.
Tell me when.
Okay, go.
3:21 left in the ball game and the kickoff, oh so important now. I'm wondering if Utah just may try to squib the kick to try to prevent the run back. 3:21 left in the ballgame, 31-24. Utah's taking the lead. Utah scored 24 points. Dixie then scored 24 points. And now on a pass interception, where Adams under pressure again, trying to hit his pass receiver. Instead got Corey Jensen, a big linebacker, and Jensen going all the way for the touchdown in spite of Adams' attempt at the tackle. The kick coming down to Rob Ward at the 5-yard line. Ward trying to get some running room. Ward at the 10, at the 15, slips and goes down at the 20, dropped at the 22-yard line. And Dixie once again in poor field position. The offense has not been able to dig Dixie out of any ditches tonight. McCoyne on the tackle for the University of Utah. First down and 10 for Dixie from just short of their own 22-yard line. Rick Adams back in at quarterback. None of the quarterbacks have been able to shine, but part of that has been the fact of the pressure, the constant pressure put on the quarterback by the Utah defense. Outstanding defense tonight. Wide to the left goes Allred. Slotted to the left is Dave Larson. Quarterback, Rick Adams. Adams rolling right to pass, trying to get some pressure. Adams steps out of bounds, loses 6 yards on the play. Adams trying to find some room, could not find it at all, as Utah's defense just forced him to step out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Loss of 6 yards, and Dixie in reverse once again. Second down, 16 yards to go. Back into the lineup, Kelly Nackos. The passing game has been shut off completely. In the first half, Bubach 2 for 4 for 10 yards. Adams 1 for 4 for 13 yards. Total rushing or total passing yardage, 19 yards in the first half. Not much better than that in the second half. In fact, not even that much in the second half. Handoff goes to Nackos. Nackos across the line of scrimmage gets back to the 18-yard line. Pickup of about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. Make it third down, 13 yards coming up. Place it down at the 28, third down and 13. For the Rebels, 2:52 left in the ballgame and the clock running. Utah 31, Dixie 24. Heartbreaking for Dixie to come all the way back to tie, only to see the pass interception brought in for the touchdown. Quarterback, Rick Adams. Wide receivers both to the right, Allred and Larson. I formation, Adams back. Draw play, goes to Nackos. Nackos turns upfield, gets across the 20, down at the 24, and that's it. Make it fourth down, and about 7 yards coming up, and in a punting situation it has to be for Dixie. With 2:13 left in a ball game, Utah definitely in total command now. As Dixie's offense has sputtered, spurted, and died here in the fourth quarter, except for a run by Kelly Nackos. The scores by Dixie, all set up by the offense. Timeout on the field, or the officials want to talk it over. Timeout Dixie with 1:55 left in the ball game. Timeout Dixie, 31-24 Utah. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Get it back to me in a hurry. That wasn't a very long time out.
Okay.
The officials may be holding them. Let me know.
Okay. This is one of those 35-second ones. Okay, go.
The boot by Gary Allred gets away and gets across midfield and is down by Dixie at the Utah 44-yard line. Not too bad a field position by the Utes with a minute 45 left in the ball game. Probably will just run out the clock as much as possible. Allred had plenty of pressure as they sent all the horses for Utah. Nobody back to receive. Utah just wanted that football. That's the only thing. With a minute 45 left in this ball game, 31-24, Utah over Dixie. Almost. It would have been a moral victory if Dixie could have come back within one touchdown. Instead of tie, the tie got to Dixie even at 24. And now anything less than victory is going to be total despair for Dixie. Falling on the football is Rick Harrison back at the 40. Clock running at the one on the board with a minute 37 left in the ball game. Timeout called by Utah. Make it second down and 13. Let's take another quick 30-second break. 31 for Utah, 24 for Dixie.
Agency in this area. They'll be happy to take care of all your insurance needs, be it for your new car, your business, or your home. Call Olson Levitt Insurance the next time you need good protection from someone that cares.
Go.
A minute 37 left in the ball game, and it's looking dark and dank for the Rebel squad. 31-24, Utah, junior varsity leading Dixie. The Utah JV's loaded up tonight for the Rebels, and indeed they did. The Rebels got off to a sputtering start, causing many of their own problems with their own mistakes in the first half. But it was Utah mistakes in the second half that got Dixie back and tied. 31-24 now, as it was one more Rebel mistake, a pass interception picked off by Corey Jensen. Quarterback Ricky Harrison is going to keep the football, is going to run with the football, trying to take an easy shot. Mike Muir brings him down. Loss on the play back to the 36-yard line with a minute 28 left. Flag on the play across the field. Let's see if that's going to be against Dixie or against the University of Utah. Dixie wants that football with a minute 28 left in the ball game. And marching it back, the officials going back to the point of the flag. Let's see if that's going to be against Dixie or Utah. No preliminary signal. Marched off against Utah. 5, 10, 15-yarder. Back to the 29-yard line. And make it second down. Second down, or correction, third down. And no signal from the officials. Nope. Now they decide that the penalty has been declined. Holding on Utah. Declined. Make it third down. From the 36-yard line, third down and a lot of yardage to go. About 19 for Utah. Clock running with a minute 24. Utah having some time now to play around with the football. It's going to be close. Rick Harrison, the quarterback, trying to nurse that clock. Wide to the right goes Wise. Harrison may try to run with the football just to run some time off the clock. Dixie trying to send all the horses. Harrison with the football, rolling to the right. Under pressure, Harrison turning upfield. Harrison still on his feet, now hit down at the 42-yard line. Make it fourth down, and about 12 yards, with 55 seconds left, and Dixie apparently out of timeouts. One more shot. Utah may run that fourth down play and let Dixie take over, or they may try to cough it up on the punt. Let's see what takes place. Kelly Nackos in, back to receive. Rick Harrison to do the punting. A lot of the fans starting to leave now. With the clock running, 33 seconds left in the game. Utah is definitely going to take the penalty, and that will stop the clock with about, roughly 10 seconds left. Todd Taylor is pointing at the officials. Hey, what's happening? Delay of game penalty, 5-yard penalty coming up against the University of Utah. Make it fourth down. Take off another 5, and now the punting team comes in. With 18 seconds left, Dixie, if they're going to tie or win, are going to have to do it on this play and maybe one more at the best, at the least on this play. March off the 5 yards. The officials have yet to march off the 5-yard penalty. Now the officials march off 5 against Utah. Put it back at the 36-and-a-half-yard line. 18 seconds left, 31-24. The University of Utah JV over Dixie. Rebels made a gallant effort, but were not able to get back. Now Dixie is going to send everybody but Kelly Nackos. Nackos back there all by himself. One official goes to the sideline. It went way into the stands someplace for some reason. Now talks to the coaching staff for Dixie. Now hollering at the back judge, the field judge, I should say. Harrison, the quarterback. Dixie will send 10 men. Kelly Nackos, the only man back. Here comes Dixie. The kick will not be blocked. Nackos will have the football and will let it go down at the 5-yard line, and that cuts 8 seconds off the clock. Dixie will have it first and 10 from their own 5 with 10 seconds left in the ball game and an offense that has not moved the football except for one play. I shouldn't be that critical of the offense. It's just been stymied by that Utah defense tonight. Quarterback has not been allowed any time at all. Rick Adams, the quarterback. Utah will send everybody with 10 seconds left. Adams is going to need all the blocking he can get and look for a pass receiver. Not beyond possibility that Dixie could win this football game. They'll need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, but they only have 10 seconds and 95 yards to go against a very, very tough University of Utah defense. Exchange of footballs. Quarterback Rick Adams. The officials talking to the Dixie team. Adams fakes the handoff, throwing deep down the sidelines, has his man Gary Allred, is going to be overthrown, almost intercepted by Desmond Johnson. 3 seconds left. And some of the Dixie coaches pointing at a shot taken at Gary Allred by number 29, Tex Wise. Wise back on defense. And the officials, the Dixie coaching staff, claiming that Wise actually had a pass interference against him, but there was no call. The football was already well beyond Gary Allred by the time Wise touched him. Coming out is Rob Ward. Coming back in is Kelly Nackos. 3 seconds, 95 yards to go. Second down and 10 for Dixie. The last chance for the Rebels. Take the handoff. Now give the handoff to Steve Molnar. Molnar on his feet gets to the 14-yard line where he's tackled to end the ball game. Tackled there by number 45, Lem Naliai. And Naliai, who was so instrumental on defense tonight, the key. And Dixie will have a long 300 miles to get back to St. George. Losing tonight to the University of Utah Junior Varsity, 31-24. A gallant effort to get back, but not enough, as the pass interception by the Utes got the win for the Utah JV. That completes the ball game. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Final score, Utah JV 31, Dixie 24.
So I should go into the pregame show now?
Yes, to the postgame.
Yeah, postgame, that one.
refried beans and a whole selection of coke.